The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The shepherds hurried away to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the baby laying in the manger. When they saw the child, they repeated what they had been told about him, and everyone who heard it was astonished at what the shepherds had to say. As for Mary, she treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds went back glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was exactly as they had been told. When the eighth day came and the child was to be circumcised, they gave him the name Jesus, the name the angel had given him before his conception. The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, in our Lord Jesus Christ, Happy New Year on this beginning of the year, and on this beautiful solemnity, Our Lady, Mother of God. We also feast today the circumcision of Christ. After 8 days since his birth, according to this Jewish custom, he was circumcised and was given the name Jesus, which means God is the Savior, God is our salvation. And it is very fitting to begin a new year with Our Lady's blessing, and in the name, we can say, of our Blessed Mother Mary. Let us now briefly meditate upon this grace to begin a new year with Our Lady's blessing in the name of Mary, Our Blessed Mother. When the time came, the appointed time came, God sent his Son. This is St. Paul to the Galatians. And the Son was born of a woman. This is very important. The appointed time came, God was born of a woman. The time appointed is the moment when God was incarnate. And this incarnation is Marian. This incarnation took place through our Blessed Mother Mary's cooperation. So we can say that our Blessed Mother Mary is at the very beginning of this appointed time. We can also say our Blessed Mother Mary is at the very beginning of this salvific time. She is, in a sense, the beginning of the salvation, because with her fiat, God could save us. Because of her yes at the Annunciation, God was incarnate in her. So the blessed, appointed, propitious time began with Our Lady's fiat, that word spoken to the angel, and through the angel to God himself, marked the beginning of this new time, the time of our salvation. The new covenant began with her fiat. So Our Lady is at the very beginning of our salvation. We can also say that Our Lady is the door of God into the world. She actually let God into the world because of her fiat, because of her sealed womb. God came to be incarnate in her, but that place, that womb, is in fact the tabernacle of God with us. You remember the Ark of the Covenant, where the Jewish people they kept all very important mysterious objects of their faith, such as the Ten Commandments and the manna from the heaven. But the true Ark of the Covenant, keeping the real presence of God, is Our Lady. So her womb is the new, the true Ark of the Covenant. She, through her yes and her divine, sealed, virginal womb, let God into the world. So we can meditate also on Our Lady as the sign of God's presence in the world. Since she's at the beginning of our salvation, she is always the sign that God is with us, the sign that God can enter our world. Only one possibility, so to speak, for God to be among us, physically present among us. This was to take a human nature, to become man, to be incarnate. So this possibility, so to speak, was given to God, the creator of all things, by Mary, our Blessed Mother. So her sealed virginal womb, Jesus came through her without touching her womb. We in fact believe that Our Lady is ever virgin, always virgin, virgin before conceiving Jesus, virgin during the childbirth. This is very important. Our Lady is virgin during the childbirth. The childbirth was real. Jesus came through her womb, but without touching it, because it is God who was to be born, not a man only. Our Lady is virgin during her childbirth. Our Lady is virgin after having given birth to Jesus. She is ever virgin. So the ever virginity of Mary is the sign that God is with us. We can always remain with Jesus. We can always keep the true faith in Jesus as long as we remain faithful to this sign that God has given to us, to acknowledge that His Son is among us. The sign is the Virgin Mother. Virgin and Mother. Mother and Virgin. This is something truly unique, because a virgin who is a mother and a mother who is a virgin is not possible, humanly speaking. But this is the sign that God gave through the prophet Isaiah and accomplished with the birth of Christ, so that we could believe that the Son of God was among us, was the Emmanuel. God is with us. One possibility, dear brothers and sisters, to be truly Christians, which means one only possibility to remain faithful to Jesus, believing in Him as God who became man, this only possibility is to be always devoted to our Blessed Mother Mary, Mother and Virgin, Virgin and Mother. Her virginity is the sign of God's presence among us, the divinity of Christ. Her maternity is the sign that God became man and is our Savior. God is the one who saves. Today, at this very beginning of the new year, we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary. We thank her for being our mother, for having said her yes to God. We pray to her that we may always live as good Christians, good children of Mary, recognizing her maternity, her divine maternity, which is necessarily also a spiritual maternity, a maternity towards us, a spiritual way to be a blessed mother. Because if Jesus is our Redeemer, our Savior, and our God, and Mary is the Mother of God, Mary should necessarily be also our dear mother, since we are disciples of Christ, redeemed by Christ and Mary. So we promise at the very beginning of this new year to our Blessed Mother Mary to be devoted children of hers. And we promise to her to be always acknowledging this primacy of Mary in the salvation, because she is the dawn of salvation. She is the beginning. She is the door. So we acknowledge this primacy of our Blessed Mother Mary to be faithful always and only to Jesus, our Savior, to recognize Him, to love Him, and to live according to His divine love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.